Good morning. For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick, in for Brooke Allen. A new collaboration between the Great Lakes Commission and Lawrence Technical University in Michigan takes aim at sewer overflows that are polluting the Great Lakes. Our reporting partners at Great Lakes Today keep us on top of big stories impacting our region. Angelica Morrison explains.
Sewer overflows, sometimes millions of gallons, plague many cities in the Great Lakes region. The biggest cities like Chicago, Toronto, Detroit all have that problem. And in Niagara Falls, New York, heavy summer rains cause severe overflows that discolor the Niagara River. This new project, the Great Lakes Stormwater Technology Transfer Collaborative, hopes to ease some of those problems. It helps communities identify more effective stormwater management practices. That will help keep sewage treatment plants from being overwhelmed, limiting overflows.
The way we had been managing stormwater is pretty outdated.
That's Michael Polich, a program specialist with the Great Lakes Commission.
With that stormwater can come a lot of pollutants, a lot of sediments that really kind of dirty up the lake.
Some communities in the Great Lakes region shy away from new technologies and methods because of issues like affordability. But Polich says newer management methods like rain gardens or porous pavement could help reduce overflows. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.